proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our series about God being with people by looking at the way he interacted with the prophet Elijah. God manifested himself as a personal deity over the course of the Bible. He networked with people and revealed his character and his nature unto them. Over the course of this Bible study, we have looked at God's interactions with various individuals. Today we focus on God's dealings with the prophet Elijah. Elijah lived in a society where many Jews had given themselves over to worshiping a pagan fertility deity known as Baal. Few of the Jewish people remained faithful to the Lord God of their father. God raised up Elijah to be his spokesman to these people. God had to teach Elijah to depend upon him, regardless of circumstances. He did this by testing the degree of the prophet's reliance on him during the 3.5-year drought which God brought upon the northern kingdom of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 17 contained a record of these trials. First, God sent Elijah to a brook called Cherith, located near the Jordan River. He directed the prophet to drink water from that brook. Furthermore, God dispatched ravens to bring food to Elijah. The prophet certainly realized that between the effects of the drought and his continually drinking of the water, that the brook Cherith would eventually dry up. Since ravens feed on carrion, moreover, the meat they brought to Elijah most likely had suffered some degree of putrefaction and decay, making it rather unappealing for human consumption. Nonetheless, Elijah did not complain about the diet God prescribed for him. He trusted in God's provision, regardless of how God was going to meet his needs. After the brook Cherith dried up, God sent Elijah to live with a widow in Zarephath, a city of Zidon, which was Jezebel's home country. The prophet did not question the wisdom of God's decision to send them into enemy territory, so to speak. Elijah trusted that God would directly guide him and do so wisely. Elijah found the widow gathering sticks for a fire. He asked her for water and for food. She replied that she had only a handful of meal remaining, enough food to make only one cake for her and her son, before they both faced starvation. When the prophet heard that, he rejoined, quote, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son," unquote. Some people might think that Elijah acted presumptuously in this instance. After all, he had no right to request a total stranger to give him the last bite of food she had remaining. However, the prophet's action formed part of a test. God wanted to determine whether Elijah and the widow would trust him to provide for their needs. The widow did not gainsay Elijah or question his request. She did what he asked. As a result, quote, "she and he and her house did eat many days," unquote. Furthermore, quote, "the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah," unquote. Elijah relied upon God to sustain him during difficult times. By learning to trust in God, Elijah was able to communicate the benefits of trusting in God and the safety in doing so. He thereby manifested the faith demonstrated by the Apostle Paul, who wrote in the 4th chapter of Philippians that, quote, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus," unquote. At the end of his trials, Elijah was also able to say, as Paul did, "I have learned in soever state I am in to be content." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.